Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
All or Nothing for Klopp and the Reds by Trevor Downey. A war of attrition. Competition, 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 he said. This means a fight for everything, week in, week out, he elaborated. But it turned out that Jurgen Klopp was not describing the ferocious rivalry between members of the Liverpool squad to get cast in the latest Nivea television ad. A B-movie fever dream which features Nathaniel Klein lasciviously soaping himself and James Miller being crushed under the foot of some sort of monster. I'm not even joking, click the link. Rather, the German schemer was endeavouring to communicate the formidable intensity of the Barclays Premier League to his compatriots at Kicker magazine. He was suggesting that in a famously results-driven business, the drive seems to be turbocharged in England. Klopp has been critically panned for his tactical inflexibility and over-reliance on a single system. Fans have bemoaned the lack of a plan B when the red men are stifled by rigid defensive systems and bodies behind the ball. But Liverpool's gaffer, whilst denying he is the football pope, does hold firm to his football doctrine. The result stands above everything else, insisted the bearded Swabian. We got used to how most opponents play against us, that's not a problem. But this doesn't mean that because of it we've changed our style that much. We still believe it's right what we do. It's worked out often enough. We can't change this. It also means an image which was already there in Germany, it is transported to England. It just doesn't affect us a bit because we have 1,000 plans. We just need to live with it. Let's look at the goals. We scored 75 and conceded 42. Alongside Manchester City, we've scored the second most goals, but sadly conceded a lot. You can add another stat. We're rarely outplayed before goals. As a classic possession-based team, we concede goals after classic counters when losing the ball or from set pieces, or what's even worse, from second balls after set pieces. We're working on it. If it were that easy, it would have happened by now. And this is particularly relevant stuff as we move inexorably towards the last day of the season and the attendant drama that Liverpool's haphazard 2017 form has resulted in concentrating on a fixture against an already relegated Middlesbrough side in the process of seeking a manager. The effort to learn how to be defensively solid has been ongoing as long as Klopp has been in charge, and it has its origins in the years before he arrived. Simon Mignolet may have been atypically solid in recent weeks, and Dejan Lovren and Joel Matip may well prove to be a successful ongoing partnership given their excellent record together to date, but everybody reading this knows the feeling of creeping dread that sneaks into the heart of a Reds fan the longer a game goes scoreless. We've all felt this sickening certainty that it will only take one counter-attack, one lofted ball or one set piece to quite undo Klopp's men. This is the reason that summer defensive recruitment is psychologically vital, and it's also why Sunday's match will be torturous in the event of the Red Men's attack faltering. True to form, the players have not failed to exacerbate the pressure with a load of the usual cobblers about cup finals and fighting to the end and having it all in our own hands. All eminently true things that it really doesn't help to say out loud. Thank your chosen deity, then, for more words from the gaffer, this time on that very topic of how he and his charges view the last game of the campaign. I don't think we need different kinds of descriptions for this game. So it's a cup final or a World Cup final, or that it's the most important game of however many years and everything, he said, casually ignoring the fact that it is indeed the most important game of however many years. It is a football game. If we really, and I know we do, expect it from ourselves that in each game we win the game, what's the difference? We always have this kind of pressure that we want to win the game, that we have to do the right things. We have to defend well, we have to be good organisationally. We have to create chances and we have to score goals. So that is not a big difference, and I don't think that anybody needs this special motivation or whatever. In the end, we have to play football, and I'm really happy I have a team able to do this. Bless him. He's trying to save our boys from themselves, and despite the fact that this is entirely disingenuous guff from Klopp, I, like a well-known cynical FBI agent, want to believe. He's doing his part to lessen what could be an almost crippling pressure, and as the man himself insists, if you only feel the pressure, it makes no sense. You cannot run, you cannot breathe, you're not free, and that's what football needs, so you really can perform. Having shown some decent acting chops in several television ads himself, it's regrettable that the manager was not on hand to give some method coaching to Nathaniel Klein, Roberto Firmino and James Milner, who, following their cataclysmically awful hamming in the aforementioned television spot, frankly, owe us all a respectable performance. Champions League qualification would be a start. I'm going to let Jurgen's wise and occasionally disingenuous words speak for themselves there. There's a lot of quotes in that piece. I did that deliberately because I think it needed framing, the approach to this match. And there's been such a build-up, and I've talked so much and been so annoyed about the way that the lads, the players themselves, have talked about the match. It was nice to hear those words from Jurgen. And even when you know that he's talking a lot of old hot air and guff, it is the type of hot air and guff that needs to be said at this particular time, in this particular context. So fair play to him. I'm really not joking when I say that I wish he had been around Klabo to help the lads out a little bit when it came to the acting on that particular Nivi ad, because it is a horrendous thing. My immediate reaction was to be absolutely furious. Like, what are they doing? Seriously, what are they doing? But that's, you know, that's probably incredibly old-fashioned of me and nonsensical, really. But I just chose instead to treat it as if it was a little piece of cinema and be very critical about it, because it stops me from saying what I really want to say about players like Klein and all the rest of them soaping themselves up for our general merriment. Oh, horrendous stuff. Anyway, I hope you got something from that interview that Klopp gave to Kicker. Very interesting stuff, talking about the English game. And more to the point, I hope you can keep your nerves together. And I can keep my nerves together and we get through this and the lads deliver. Because, as Kloppo says, if you only feel the pressure, it makes no sense. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.